Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Welcome back. Helen Flynn, our licensed clinical realtor at the Eric Stewart Group. I'm going to keep using
that.
Helen, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Yes, of course. Coming into a new year, what would you like to discuss today?
You know, as we come into the new year, I can't help but think, what is the new year going to bring and what changes is it going to bring? And I think there's a natural tendency to think about making changes as we come to the beginning of a new year. And if you've had family visiting over Christmas, you're cleaning up and putting things away, and it might be a good time to pull out your phone or your video camera, and just take some pictures of the tree, of some of the special ornaments, and tell the story about where they came from. Because you might decide that all of this work you've been doing for the last 3 weeks or more is just a little bit more than you want to deal with. And that way you've got the beginnings of a record of the memories. Mm. It's a time to think, too, What do I want to keep, or what do I want to store again? Do I want to get another storage facility, or are the storage rooms that are the upstairs bedrooms full? And maybe it's time to start getting rid of some of those things. I often see in a house after it's been sold, I'll see some garland or a light switch that has trains on it, or some of the little memories in a house. And these are the things that it will take 2 seconds to take a picture of, to record a thought or two, and then you will have it. Another thought for after the holidays, and that has to do with, what are you going to do with the stuff? If you've had family visit, they might have mentioned, gee, Mom, if you ever get rid of such and such, I'd like to have it. I got to tell you, that would be very unusual, because most of the kids today do not want any of the stuff that we have collected. It's amusing in a way, and it's also sad, but the things we collected for years and years and years are just not of interest. I was talking with some millennials recently, and they're not really interested in getting Christmas trees or collecting ornaments or all of those other things that were so important to us at one time. And just as the Nancy Drew books that I collected years ago are not of interest today, neither will the ornaments or the brown furniture or the Hummels or the many other things that we have cherished over the years.
Not the Hummels.
Yes, the Hummels. I hate to tell you, the Hummels.
Not the Wedgwood.
That too. No. That too. And a few things that probably, you forgot the gnomes.
And the carnival glass. Yes, it's true.
So the warehouses are full of these things, and it's time, whether you're going to move or not move, it's time to start sifting through some of this stuff. It will make your life a lot easier, certainly a lot less dusting to do.
I thought you were going to say it will make your blood boil that these things are not worth what you had hoped they were. But
no,
okay.
No, it's a very freeing feeling. And keep one or two pieces and then pitch the rest, but do check with the kids before you do.
And I'll jump on that and tell you, my dad collected stamps for probably 35 or 40 years. He had a very fine collection. He'd spent a lot of Sunday afternoons with the Redskin games on the Sony Trinitron across from his desk, and I would sit there in the yellow Naugahyde chair watching the game, and I'd turn around, and my dad with his tweezers would be picking up stamps carefully and dropping them into rice paper. And I just remember this image of my father. Well, one day my dad says, guess what? I've sold my entire collection. His entire collection. I said, you mean everything? He said, everything. And he sold it for like 1/10 of everything he'd put into it. It was just unbelievable because stamps are not popular. And I said, Dad, I can't, why? Because to me, it was like a part of him. I just wanted a few stamps, something that he had done, because to me, that was a part of who I remember my father to be. So keeping a few, just a few, is a great idea. Bring the kids into the conversation.
I agree.
Yeah, don't let them control you, but bring them into the conversation.
And be prepared for their reactions to your offering them some cherished heirloom, because it may be painful. But do take some time to start sifting through. You'll find that your life is freer. You'll be more relaxed. And as I'm thinking of January, I also think of some of my wonderful clients in the past who were thinking of moving in the spring. And I would visit and they would be shoveling. And I would say, just think, only one or two more times will you have to do this. And let the thought kind of cross through your mind as we come into this winter with the slippery sidewalks and the slippery steps and the shoveling and the cold and all of that. This might be a good time to visit some communities and say, gee, I wonder what it would be like, because our perception of what it is like may be very different than the reality. I go into communities time after time and I think, oh, this would be lovely. Can I reserve a room here? It really, especially at this time with all the decorations, they are warm and inviting. And you want to make a move when you are healthy and well enough to enjoy the community that you're moving to. Or if you're moving in with your kids, to be healthy and young enough to tolerate the chaos of moving in with a family. This might be a good time to travel to Florida or south somewhere and try it out for a couple of weeks. See if you like it before thinking about making a major, major move. It's also a great time to call one of us on the Eric Stewart team and say, if I were to make a move, now I'm really not going to do it for 2 to 6 years, but if I were to make a move, what would you suggest that I do or not do? And we'll be glad to go through the house and give you some suggestions. No have-tos, just suggestions. So this is a great time for New Year's resolutions, and I don't think we're ever too old to be making them. And if one of them includes your house at this point, then there's lots to think about and lots of help out there as well.
Helen Flynn, our licensed clinical realtor, joining us again. Thank you, Helen. Hey, if you're thinking of making a move, would like to talk to Helen, give us a call right now at our toll-free number, 800-900-9104. We're licensed in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia, and we also service home sales and purchases around the world through Relocation Nation, our relocation company, where we vet realtors who understand how to help you with whatever your needs might be. We'll go through a personal interview process and guide that person and you in understanding how best to work together, and make sure you get a great experience, just like you would if you were buying or selling with us right here in the D.C. area. So I'm Eric Stewart. This is my 30th year in the business. We're coming into a brand new year tomorrow, excited for 2018. And I've made my decisions, my commitments for the year. How about you, Helen?
I have.
Good. All right. Well, thanks so much for listening. We'll be right back with Stuart Rosenthal and more of the Eric Stewart Show in just a moment.